Warriors sound arriving in Houston on a Thursday afternoon as the Warriors and Rockets get prepared for Game 6. The Warriors taking Game 5 at Oracle Arena, and Kevin Durant not traveling with the team for Game 6 as he remained in the Bay Area for treatment. He underwent an MRI this morning in the Bay Area, the MRI confirming the initial diagnosis of a strained right calf. And we turn to Tim Roy for some of what we will see in a Game 6 without KD.
It's going to be a big challenge for the Warriors, but I think it's going to be a big opportunity. This is an opportunity for them to put their stamp on this championship run by saying, you know what, we're not defined by one player. Not just because it's Kevin Durant, but if any one of the top players. Now, you know, the other part, which nobody has talked about in this series, is the Warriors are missing DeMarcus Cousins, who in two games against the Rockets averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds. So they're missing him. Now they're down two starters. Now, this is a real, I look at it as an opportunity for the Warriors to really put their stamp on this run and to show people about their championship medal.
I got a weird one for you. We seem to spend so much time in Houston, regular season, postseason, and four of the past five playoffs spent here with the Warriors facing the Rockets. Can a team get a familiarity with even a road venue and just feel comfortable in a venue like that and in a Game 6 like Friday night?
Absolutely. You know, Draymond Green was comparing the other day about how he felt much better being tied at two this year than being tied at two a year ago. And they went back and won a game seven in this building, in the Toyota Center. So, yeah, I think there's that. There's also the familiarity, you know, the phrase says it breeds a little contempt. And I think there's just enough of that to make this a competitive, you know, NBA series. These two teams have seen a lot of each other in the last 3 or 4 years. And even guys like, you know, Eric Gordon, who hasn't been around with the Rockets the whole time, he's seen the Warriors with New Orleans. Iman Shumpert's seen the Warriors with Cleveland. So there's a lot of familiar foes, and I think that makes it just a little more edgy, a little more spicy. And so I think that's going to add to Game 6 and 7.
Tim, thank you. We are taping this on the bus heading to the hotel with the team having just landed in Houston because we wanted to get this posted straight away, as we heard from head coach Steve Kerr when the team arrived at the hotel and he addressed the media to talk about what's ahead for Game 6.
Yeah, I think it's good news. You know, calf strain, he's had them before. He's responded well, and obviously, we're disappointed he won't be able to play, you know, in this series. But you know, if we're able to win the series and move on, it looks good for his return, you know, in the not too distant future.
Keith, could you generally talk about how this impacts you and how you work around not having a guy like Kevin Durant out there?
Well, we'll just find somebody on the bench who can give us 35 points. And two blocks and 11 boards and 9 assists. He's been the best player in the NBA in the playoffs. He's been phenomenal. And you know, it's obviously a huge loss, but our team has a lot of confidence. They trust each other. They've won championships together. So we come out and we give it our best shot, and we try to you know, mix and match some lineups and find some minutes and some contributions where we, you know, haven't had them so far in the series. The guys will get opportunities who haven't had an opportunity yet. So it'll be a little different, but no reason why we can't go get a win.
Hey, Steve's shooting the shot here, but what's your initial thoughts on what the rotation might look like?
I have a pretty good feeling for it, but I'm not about to share it with you or anybody else other than our team.
Can you talk about how you anticipate how it'll affect what they do against you and how they approach it with Kevin not in there?
I'm sorry, how
do you think it might affect how they approach what you can plan for, what they might do?
What Houston
right,
might
right,
do?
And what you might, what you can anticipate?
No, that's a question for Mike. You know, for us, it's you know, finding the right rotations, finding the right combinations, and getting enough minutes for you know, our core guys to get some rest. And those are all things that we've just been discussing on the plane, and we'll continue to talk about tonight.
What do you think they'll put PJ Tucker on now?
Again, that's. That's for Mike. I'm not going to speculate on what Houston's going to do.
In the fourth quarter yesterday, it kind of felt like 2015 all over again, like that style of basketball. Do you get the sense that you guys still have the muscle memory from playing that style?
Yeah, I mean, I think we obviously turned to Steph to generate most of our offense down the stretch. It's not like we've gone completely away from that over the years. It's just that with Kevin, we have the ultimate weapon, and so we've sort of mixed in different styles and different offensive starting points for our team over the last few years. We've had different rotations, so we've had different ways to attack. But the one good thing here is that we do have experience from before Kevin was here with Steph, Clay, Draymond, Andre, Sean, you know, our core guys. So we've been successful. That's not to say it's the same. That was a few years ago. But we're comfortable that we can be successful with that group.
Hey, Steve, what do you think it's going to take to be able to replicate the kind of effort and execution you guys showed when Kevin went out?
Just got to go out there and focus and enjoy it. You know, it's the playoffs. It's the ultimate test. And we're in a great spot. We're up 3-2, and we got championship rings on our fingers and a lot of experience and a lot of confidence that comes from that. So let's go out there and let it rip.
Steve, what about the challenge of trying to close a team out on the road?
Always tough, no matter what team you're talking about, but especially a team as good as Houston. So, we know that the challenge ahead is a big one and a difficult one, but like I said, we'll be ready to go.
Well, you said that it would be reevaluated in a week. Do you anticipate it being longer than that, or how do you anticipate?
We'll reevaluate in a week.
Whether it was last night or this morning or on the flight, were you able to get a vibe from Kevin, Clay and Steph and Draymond as to just how they feel about what's facing them right now?
I haven't really had a chance to speak with any of them. We're going to have a team meeting here in a little bit, and we'll get a chance to visit and talk about the game. But I think in general the vibe is good. You know, our guys are they're giants, as I said last night.
That's not what you said.
All right,
you can paraphrasing now.
Oh, yeah, I am paraphrasing. They're freaking giants. But they're champions. You know, and I think there's an advantage to have championship experience and to have rings on your fingers. This group will never be doubted. This group has nothing to prove. So there's a freedom that comes with that. We're obviously, being hit with injuries, which is part of it. It's one of the reasons it's so hard to win a championship, because things like this happen. They generally happen to every team at some point. And so, we've been hit with injuries in the past during this run. This is probably the hardest we've been hit with DeMarcus and Kevin. But the challenge is here. It's right there in front of our guys, and we just have to win one game. So, let's go do it.
Maybe it was because it was the fourth quarter. Maybe it was because Kevin went down. But it seemed like there was a higher level of focus down the stretch of the game last night. Did you see that, and do you think either one of those situations that contributed to it?
I just thought it was competitive desire. I thought we gave up a chance to really blow the game open late first half. Probably should have gone into halftime up 20, and it was 14, and Draymond picked up his third foul on the last play of the half, which was my fault. So we came out of the third quarter, into the third quarter, a little deflated already. Houston makes a good run. Kevin gets injured. Now the air comes out of the building. And it took a few minutes for our guys and our crowd to really kind of collect themselves. And then I think you saw the championship response, and you saw the love our fans have for our team. And that collective energy was a powerful force. I thought our fans really helped us win that game last night. And I think our guys, their spirit and their competitive desire, their soul, I think they you know, they dug deep and they knew they had it in them. So it was a great night. And now you start over again, and it's a different set of circumstances, but you've got to adapt to whatever those are.
Steve, James didn't score his usual number of points fourth quarter. Can you share anything about that, the impact your defense may have had on him, and what are some keys to replicating that going forward?
We're just trying our best. James is a tremendous player, and it never felt like we had him under control last night, but we defended like crazy in the fourth quarter. Our defense in general has been good in the fourth quarters of this series. Even in the two losses, our defense has held up well in the fourth, so we're very confident in our ability to defend, but very respectful of the power of our opponent.
What can you tell us about the injury and how it
happened? I really don't know anything about it. I haven't talked to Kevin since last night. He had the MRI this morning, basically, as we were leaving. And so I haven't had a chance to speak with him. You know, from what it looked like on tape, it didn't look like any contact, just strained calf, so it is what it is.
Steve, Iman Shumpert said last night, even though he had nothing to do with it, he was worried that he did, and he kept looking at replays. He was asking people, he was very worried that he had an impact in that, and he was hopeful your guy was going to be okay. What do you think about that, coming from a guy like Iman?
I think players in general feel that way about each other in the NBA. There's there's a tremendous competitive desire to beat one another, and then there's a compassion for what they do for a living and how important their health is for each of them individually. So it doesn't surprise me. I think most players really want their competitors to be out there. They want their competitors to be healthy and enjoy their careers. That's how we feel about other guys too, and so it doesn't surprise me that Iman said that.
Is Rick staying back with him, or is
no? Rick's here, but we have one of our trainers stayed back with Kevin.
How much help do you need from the championship mentality?
We have to rely on everything. Players, not only guys who are playing big minutes, but the bench and then the memory, the experience of what we've done. It does factor in. We know that we just got to focus on the job and not worry too much about anything else.
Before Kevin's next reevaluation period, what will be his kind of day to day?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really talked to Rick about that either.
Is that it?
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Steve.
We'll see you tomorrow.